All right. This is a Magic Carpet Ride podcast. It's late, so I'm going to try to talk real low so that I don't wake up anybody in the neighboring facilities near me. I think that's what neighboring means. Either way, I want to talk about those things that really piss me off. Just blood vessels popping out of my neck. Just anger. Real anger towards the society I live in, the culture I live in, and just how it's overran by commie socialist liberal cocksuckers who have no grasp of reality, no grasp of the obvious, and it's just like, really. It's just overwhelming stupidity that is making me really want to travel space and just leave this fucked society. Just travel space like Tony Stark in Endgame and be left alone by myself, where I feel there's only true sanity. Everybody else is mentally ill or on the verge. Trans people, I even think trans people aren't even the worst of it. It's the people who supposedly, you know, how would you say, they're advocates for transgender rights. Transgender rights. Yeah, because they have no rights. It's not like there's a law saying that a man can't dress like a female. Yeah, no, there's no laws like that. Jim Crow, you know, slavery. Those were real civil rights barriers that were broken down, and black people were really oppressed back in the early 1900s in this country. But gay people and trans people, the only thing they have to worry about is social acceptance. And that's amongst your peers. So if your peers don't accept you for who you are, maybe you need to get a new group of friends. That's my opinion. Maybe you need to find more like-minded people. Because there's no shortage of where I live. If you're a certain way, you know, you'll find people who accept you for who you are. You don't have to go around looking for acceptance in everyone. And that's another problem. Looking for acceptance. Why would you care what other people think? Only care about what you think, what your family thinks, what your friends think, and what your loved ones think. And I really do seriously feel for those people who have family members and friends who don't accept them for who they are. That's some sad shit. But that's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the average bloke, the average person who has people that support them. Especially now in 2019. Fuck, dude. If you're gay, trans, or whatever, there's support groups lining up to fucking back you up. It's conflicting. Because me, I'm straight. I'm not white. I'm a Mexican. So, I guess, you know, the only problem I had with social acceptance is being a Hispanic male in California who doesn't speak Spanish. The only problem I ever had. Other than that, and that was, I got shit from my own people. Hispanics were the ones who fucking would bully me and talk shit to me for not speaking Spanish. It wasn't fucking white kids or fucking black kids. It was my own race. So I think that's a problem that most people need to, you know, most people need to, look in the mirror. Especially in the black community, which I can't really speak about because I'm not black. But these people, a lot of social barriers that black people have are from other black people. They're not from white people. Do you think white people really care what Blackie does? No. It's fucking your friends telling you, oh, look at fucking buttoned up shirt. Oh, soft shoe, N-word, you know what I mean? It's that shit that, rips us apart. But not if you watch fucking the news and fucking mainstream media. If you watch that, you would be 100% convinced that it's Donald Trump, it's white males, it's this, it's that, it's anybody other than you and yourself and people around you. It's everybody's house's fault. Which, I used to think that when I was a fucking ignorant kid. Yeah, it's everyone else's fault. It's not my fault. It's not my friends' fault. It's their fault. It's everybody else's fault. That's child's play right there. Only a child thinks that. And it's sad that these people are fucking activists. They're supposed to be adults. And they're fucking acting like children. Socialism? Don't let me get started on that. That fucking sham of a fucking economical, plan. Bullshit. Socialism is 100% terrible. 100%. If you don't believe me, look up history. What did Nazis stand for? The National Socialist Party? Doesn't look like socialism has a really, strong, case for itself. Socialism sucks. It does. And I think that's funny. A lot of democratic socialists, which is just fucking, they're modern age Nazis. They want to fucking tell you what to do, what to not do. They want to control your fucking language. They want to even control your thoughts, which is crazy. You can't think the certain way because it's it's all social fucking bullshit. Social justice warriors. You cunts. You motherfuckers. All you do is fucking virtue signal. That's all you do. Virtue signaling up the ass. And it's fucking pathetic. I see right through it. I see all you fucking snowflakes. I see right through it. You're fake. All you want is to be a part of the tribe. Oh, I don't condone this. I'm anti this. I'm anti that. And Henry Rollins, that fucking cunt. Oh, if you're anti-gay, you're homophobic. It's a two-way street. If you're gay, I don't give a shit. Do what you want. If sticking a dick in a dude's ass makes you happy, do it. I don't give a shit. But it goes the same way. If you're fucking have an irrational fear of gay people, that's your business. Do it. I don't care. That's the problem with these fucking dumb leftists. They always want to fucking control the way you think, control the way you speak. You can't control that. If someone has an irrational fear of gay people, you can't control that. That's them. That's their fucking little jigsaw puzzle they have to figure out. I'm not going to fucking take time out of my day to fucking try to stop something that I can't fucking, that I have no control over. But no, that's not the way the leftists think. They think they can control everything. I can control everything. Fuck you, Henry Rollins, your black t-shirts. Fuck you. If I met you, I'd knock your old ass out too. Yeah, it's fucking bullshit. Why do people care about what other people think or about what other people do? Just get your own life. Have fun. Do what you want to do. As long as it's not fucking breaking the law. If you're a homophobe, do what you want to do, as long as you're not fucking throwing gay people off of the roof of buildings and shit like that, as long as you're not harming other people. You know what I mean? If once you start harming other people, then it's becoming impulsive and excessive and it's radical. But if you just, you know, oh, I don't like gay people, that's cool. As long as you don't fuck with gay people and try to kill them, you know what I mean? That's all the fucking, as long as you don't try to harm other people, I don't give a shit. If you don't like spiders, that's cool. You don't like spiders. If you don't like fucking comic books, that's cool. You don't like comic books. If you don't like MMA, that's cool. You don't like MMA. But don't, you know, fucking try to push your bullshit onto me. Like, gay people, I accept you for who you are. I accept you. If you're gay, more power to you. Just don't force down my throat. Alright? Don't force your little fucking gay cult shit down my throat. Your LGBT fucking XYZ 123. Don't shove it down my throat, alright? Because I don't really give a shit. I don't care. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're white. I don't care if you're Donald Trump. I don't care if you're a fucking bum on the street. Just don't fuck with me. You don't fuck with me, we're good. You don't try to harm me or my family, we're good. We're all good. I'm not going to try to change the way you think. Don't try to change the way I think. And that's the problem with politics, I believe, is instead of just discussing political agendas and then agreeing to disagree, they want to change the other person's mind. Change my mind, you know, Steven Crowder. Well, Steven Crowder's segment was pretty good because it's like it gives leftists a platform to not spew, but to give their point of view. And the left doesn't want to do that. The left is terrified of giving someone a platform. Don't give them a platform. Don't give them a platform. Yet conservatives are so quick to give a leftist a platform. That's because they realize, you know, the only way to strengthen my argument is to show how conflicting and how your argument contradicts your argument. Yeah. So, I sounded like a retard right there. Those two. Why are people getting angry at words? Like, I can understand the N-word. There's historical, you know, that thing, you know. A lot of people were lynched and shit like that. I can understand that. I give black people a pass on the N-word because, you know, bad shit happened to them. They deserve to have that little word to themselves, you know what I mean? But then again, I believe Jews should have their own, you know. You shouldn't be able to say anything fucking derogatory about Jews. Because if we can't say the N-word because of slavery and all this bad shit that happened to blacks, we shouldn't even be allowed to say Jew. We should only be allowed to say Jewish. Because on the scale of fucked up shit that's happened to people, the Jews have endured so much more than any other race of people. So, if anything, I think they deserve more slack than, you know, any other race. But yeah, other than that, shit. And then gay people pretending that they have a civil rights movement. Come on, dude. It's just fake outrage. Not outrage, but fake something. It's fakeness is what it is. Because only in Pakistan and Muslim countries is where gay people are sought after and killed because they're gay. In America, you know, you get a few, you know, rednecks that are like, wee, and trying to kill people and shit like that. But it's not the whole fucking country that's coming after you. Predominantly, especially in California, gay people are accepted a lot over here. So I don't know what the fuck they're bitching about. They have a whole fucking city. San Francisco's your city, motherfuckers. What are you bitching about? Civil rights. Get the fuck out of here. You have every right that every other human has. I don't see gay people fucking enslaved. I don't see gay people being fucking lynched. Except in Pakistan. Muslim countries. Again, you can't say that because the leftist liberals want to tell you you can't make fun of other cultures. Or you can't point out the bad, the cons of cultures or different societies because it's racist. Racist. Everything is fucking racist 2019 if you believe these fucking cocksuckers. These stupid Democrats. If there is no racism, zero racism in the world, the only people who would really suffer is the Democrats. Because then they have no point to fucking jump off of. They have no argument. Because if there's zero racism in the world, they can't say, oh, white people, racism, oh, oh. There's none of that. None. But you can't have no racism. Especially in a society where there's freedom. Because if you allow freedom, that means you can have any opinion you want. And that's the problem with the Democrats, the liberals, the leftists. They don't want freedom. They want a socialism country where you could be fucking killed for addressing a person by a wrong term or some shit like that. I'm a man with a penis, but I want you to identify me as a woman. And now there's fucking laws in like San Francisco where if you call a dude a fucking dude, you could get in trouble for that shit. That's straight up fascism right there. That's fucking language control. That's language policing. And if you don't believe me, just look up the history of the fucking Nazi party in Germany. Everything they did is being repeated in this country, sadly. And they wanted, oh, Donald Trump's a racist, he's a fascist, he's the second birth of Adolf Hitler, you know. The only fucking Hitlerish shit I see in society is coming from you fucking left-wing Democrats. And I remember the day when fucking liberals used to be live and let die, you know, or live and let live or some shit like that. Where, you know, they didn't give a fuck. They just wanted to be hippies and fucking happy. And they wanted their little, you know, their shit. And now they're fucking almost as bad as fucking far-right racist motherfuckers. They're the same thing. They're fucking punching people because they disagree with you. And that fucking kid, dude, he needs to grow some balls. Because if that was me and you fucking come at me with your little fucking gay Henry Rollins shirt, and you think you're gonna fucking intimidate me? I'm gonna fucking leg sweep you. I'm gonna fucking smash you down. I'm gonna Ben Askren your ass. I'm gonna make you look like a little bitch. And that's not because I want to. That's because you invoked it. You came at me. But the society doesn't, you know, your parents don't teach you that, you know? Sticks and stones might break my bones, but words will never hurt me. What happened to that saying? How come people aren't doing that no more? You know what I mean? Fucking, it seems like everything other than sticks and stones hurt them. You fucking say a word, any word, and they'll fucking try to fucking lynch you. They're the real racist. That's what I believe. And it gives racists a fucking platform, dude. Because when I see fucking minorities, when I see black people, black conservatives being harassed, it's all by white liberals. White liberals. You fucking white cunts. You're racist. Might as well put a fucking white hood over your head, you motherfuckers. You think you're fucking fighting the racist? Oh, punch a Nazi. You are the Nazi. I should be able to punch you in your fucking doughy white face with your fucking green hair and your fucking out of shape body and your fucking piercings that fucking make it look like you have a gaping hole in your ear. Fucking Hot Topic fucks. I shop at Hot Topic. I like the goth shit. I like the fucking, you know, that's my shit. But that doesn't mean I'm fucking pro-gun, you know? I think guns are awesome, dude. They help you fucking protect your family. They help you protect your fucking property, dude. Guns are the shit. Especially if you know how to use them. You know, I don't think every person should have a gun. But then again, I do. Because, you know, it's not a great equalizer unless everyone has one. But like I said, some people were abusing that power. And use it to fucking hurt people. And they believe, oh, America has a problem with school shootings, mass shootings. We also have a problem with freedom, too. Yeah, most of our people are free here. That's a problem for the leftists. They don't want freedom. They want, you know, regulations. They want the government to be involved with everything. Which, if you ever looked at the way the government operates, they don't do such a good job. So, for me, less government. You know, I believe the state should have more power over the feds. Because all they do is fucking fuck shit up. Try to fucking... We own the rain. We're privatizing the rain. The rain's ours. The rain ain't yours, motherfucker. And yes, you're using the harp machine to fucking make rain. Then I can understand that shit. But unless that, you fucking... Shit ain't yours. That's the problem with the government, dude. It ain't free anymore. They can fucking get you for anything, dude. They'll make up a phony-ass law right now to fucking bust down your door and fucking haul you away to prison. That ain't fucking freedom, dude. That's fucking... That's Nazism right there. Our fucking country's falling apart, dude. And they blame Trump. This shit's been fucking dying before Trump. No, no. I don't think it's Trump's fault. I think it's social media's fault. It gives everyone a voice, and not everyone deserves a voice. You know what I mean? Some people are so fucking stupid, they don't deserve to fucking... I believe social media is a privilege, and not everyone deserves that privilege. Just like driving. I wouldn't let half of the people on Instagram, I would not let drive, or... operate heavy machinery, or just, I wouldn't even let them around my dog, dude. They're fucking cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. There's a real problem with mental illness in this country, and there's a real problem with Democrats not wanting to say it's mental illness. It's mental illness. Most of it's mental illness. You fucking bipolar cunts. I'm happy one moment, the next moment I'm throwing shit angry. Yeah, you're fucking... There's something wrong with you. I'm not saying you should be shot in the head, but... I'm not saying you should be fucking... elected to Senate. You know what I mean? But no, that's where... Bill Moore... Yeah, the rights have a place for all their crazies. Office. Yeah, look at all the fucking lefties have been elected. You fucking cunt. Politically incorrect. You're a fucking fag, and you're fucking... Your whole little political party is what created political correctness. You want to blame the fucking right-wing religious fucking addicts? It's not their fault. They just don't want fucking their God to be made fun of. But no, you can't say anything about Islam. Islam is the sacred fucking religion. Go fuck yourself, Bill Maher, you fucking fag. You look like a ghost. Why don't you die already? Fucking loser, your show sucks. You fucking cunt. If I ever met you, I'd fucking leg kick you and call you a white racist, because that's what I do to Democrats. I use your fucking... have a taste of your own medicine, bitch. Fucking liberal cocksuckers. Yeah, fuck you, Bill Maher. And whoever, all your fucking 1,500 writers, help you write those little smarmy jokes. Fuck you. Your stand-up sucks too. You dumb cunt. I'm glad when Ben Shapiro fucking put you in your place on your own show. You little bitch. Enough with him. What other fucking... left fucking leaning assholes are out there. Jimmy Kimmel. Fuck you, Jimmy Kimmel, you doughy motherfucker. Pathetic is what you are. Fucking, you're such a fucking hypocrite. Calling fucking people racist for doing blackface when you did blackface for a comedy skit. Comedy is comedy. If you're going to do something in comedy, you know, it should be sacred. But then again, you shouldn't go turning around saying, oh, you can't be racist. You know, you can't do that. You know, if you're going to be a comedian, be a comedian. Don't fucking be a comedian, then turn around and act like you're a fucking public figure that, you know, oh, listen to me. I know what's right and what's wrong. You don't. You're not even funny. I don't even know how you still have a show. And it's all fucking just because you're a lefty. If you were a right winger, you wouldn't have a show. You wouldn't even, you'd be a fucking, you'd be giving blowjobs for fucking dime bags, ho. You wouldn't be shit. Jimmy Fallon has more talent than you. Yeah. Yeah. Jimmy Fallon got more talent than Jimmy Kimmel. Late night shows, or talk show, late night talk show wars has begun. Who would want to do a late night talk show? Those shows are so fucking corny and so cringy and so pathetic. Ugh. It's just fucking, it's pathetic. That's all, pathetic. The name of the fucking podcast episode is pathetic. Magic Carpet Ride. Fuck. Politics, man. Don't talk about politics. Don't talk about religion. I just don't talk to you. I'm just not going to talk to you. I'm just going to treat you like if you're a wall. You're nothing. You know what I mean? You have no value. Your opinion is just that of other people's opinions. You think it's your own personal opinion, but no, it's been said by everybody, a part of your fucked up political party. Oh, I'm unique. I have my own opinion. No, you don't. You're a fucking sheep. Non-playable character. Orange man bad. He's only bad because he's fucking pissing you cunts off by not using fucking political correctness. Not all Mexicans are rapists and murderers, but a lot of them are. And I'm Mexican, so I can say that, you cunts. Oh, you're racist. You're racist. Yeah, go shove it up your ass. I miss the old days of fucking ONA. Fucking, when we had fucking good comedy shows. I didn't even know if show was like a radio show. I miss ONA. But, you know, times is changing. Can't have the same shit over and over again. Especially with two people who don't like each other or can't stand each other. I can understand that, but still, the show was pretty awesome, you know? Shock jocks. Really? Shock jocks? Why? Because they're telling the truth? Because they're not holding back? Because they're not uncensored? Because they're not censoring themselves? Fuck, it took me a while to say that. Yeah. I like liberals. Bill Burr, fucking hilarious liberal. Joe Rogan, well, he's not really a liberal, but he leans left a lot on a lot of things. Louis C.K., a fucking perfect lefty. You know what I mean? These guys, you know, I can have a political discussion with and not fucking feel like I'm talking to a fucking infant. Because they have a grasp of the obvious. They know that, you know, certain things fucked up, certain things aren't, you know what I mean? And those people, I really respect their opinions and their values. But Bill Maher, fuck you, Bill Maher. You ain't part of that list. You shit. You wish you could be on the throne of comedy gods like Patrice O'Neill, fucking Colin Quinn and shit like that. You're not. You're nowhere near these fucking legends in the comedy game. Nowhere near. You're not even on Chris D'Elia's level. And that's no dig at Chris D'Elia. But you're not even near as funny as that motherfucker. I don't even know how you became a comic. Because you're pasty white and you're a fucking lefty, that's why. You fucking albino cunt. Why don't you hang yourself? With a fucking noose. Anyway, 30 minutes is the longest podcast I've ever fucking done. That's because I have a lot to get off my chest, you fucking fags. Oh, fags, that's a derogatory term for gay people. I'm not even talking about those people. I'm just calling you a fag because it's my favorite three-letter word, fag. F-A-G. You fucking fag. And if there's a gay person listening to this and they get offended by the word fag, tough shit. Go listen to another fucking podcast. I don't give a shit. Offended by words. You can call me a wetback spick. And I don't want to give a shit. Because they're just words. Words can't fucking hurt you. But they can if you give them the power to. That's the problem with you cunts. You give people way too much power. Just by saying a word. I'm not even going to use the main example. Because I already gave those people a pass on that example. Because of the fucked up shit that happened to them. But other than that. You know. Comedy. Leave comedy alone, please. It's the only place I have left where I could just enjoy uncensored thoughts and unique fucking points of view and shit like that. Leave it alone, please. Let comedians do what they do. Leave Louis alone. Let him talk about those fucked up Parkland kids. That's his shit. Let him talk about his shit. Let him do what he does. He's fucking funny. Louis C.K. is hilarious. But just because he fucking fucked up, now he's no longer funny. Oh, everything he says is offensive. Fucking liberal. That's a perfect case of fucking a lefty eating another lefty. And that's the problem with you lefties. You fucking attack each other like rabid dogs. And conservatives do that too. Don't get me wrong. I've seen a few dumbass conservatives fucking attacking other conservatives because, oh, you're not too conservative, you know. What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm on your side, asshole. I'm wearing your fucking team colors. You're gonna hit me in the head with a bat when I'm not even looking just because I'm not over fucking conservative like you. And over conservative people aren't fun either. Just like over fucking radical leftist people aren't fun. Far right, far left, both bitches. I like people who are more in the center, you know, libertarians, people who, you know, have more reason and fucking are willing to debate, or not even debate, but fucking to discuss shit. But yeah, this bitch is. Oof. I had to do this podcast right now because I had so much to get off my chest. So much. And it all stemmed from the Bleacher Report. You fucking cunts. You fucking angered me so much today. I guess that's your job, to make a little outrage. But I remember the good old days when politics and sports were so separated. It was so far between the two. But now fucking everything is a fucking. Now everything's fucking. Now they have to lecture us about fucking culture and shit like that and sports shows. I contribute that to Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick, you cunt. I'm a Niner fan. A lifetime 49er fan. I've been watching the 49ers since I was a little boy. I watched you play. I thought you were good. You had some talent. You did some things right. You're fast. You could run the ball. You got a big, strong arm, you can throw the ball. But somewhere along the season, one of those linebackers, one of those safeties, put you on your ass. Ever since then, you've been gun-shy. like a cowboy who's afraid to shoot his gun. And when you're a cowboy who's afraid to shoot his gun, you get shot. That's what happened to Kaepernick. You got benched. You got released. Other fucking football organizations have offered you contracts. You decline. Because you know you're going to get exposed. You can have all the little Nike ads you want. Nike ain't going to save you on that field. When you do your 3-yard drop back and you fucking throw that ball, and instead of throwing it to your main wide receiver, it goes in the hands of a defender, and he runs it all the way back for a touchdown. Pick six. The whole world will know that you're kneeling, that your little protest was just a cover-up for your shitty playing, for your shitty performances as an NFL quarterback. And everyone's saying, oh, he should be on this team, he should be on that team. So you're going to put a gun to the owner of the Redskins and say, if you don't sign Kaepernick, we're going to shoot your fucking brains out. You can't do that. It's a fucking private organization. If they want him, they'll sign him. If they don't, whoop-de-fucky-do. Cap, you fucking bitch. You're a bitch, dude. You're fucking adopted by a white family. Lived in nothing but privilege his whole life. Now just because, you know, he got benched for Blaine Gabbard, you think you could fucking kneel? Oh, cops are shooting black people. Yeah, because they're fucking up. They're not going on this fucking hunt for black people. Black people get shot by cops because they fuck up. When a cop comes near me, you know what I do? I fucking listen to him and do what he asks. And you know what he does? He lets me go because I don't act like an ignorant cunt. Black people think that they're above everything. And they're all, fuck you, pig. Fuck you, cop. You forget that you're doing illegal shit. Don't act like you're all innocent. You're not. I see the fucking footage. I watched the footage from Chicago. Y'all motherfuckers is dangerous. Y'all killing each other faster than the white cops can. So don't give me that bullshit. Oh, white cop kills black guy. Yet you never fucking show the report of 300 black people dying in a fucking week in Chicago because of gang violence. And that's not a real number. Don't quote me on the fucking number. And somewhere in between there, a lot of black people dead. By the hands of other black people. Look up the statistics. They're there. But no, we only look at the white man. When the white man shoots a black guy, that's when it's an issue. When the black man shoots a black man, no one gives a shit. That's real fucked up, because you're losing more brothers to gang violence than you are to police brutality. But no, Cap doesn't want to fucking say that. You don't see him fucking putting money to fucking and gang violence and shit like that. None of that. He's just a fucking pussy. Pussy. Fuck you, Kaepernick. You fucking overpaid fucking ballerina. You fucking queer. Fuck you. You fucking got this girl to fuck you and you didn't even pay for a plane ticket back home. What a cunt. Pussy must have been that bad that you were like, ooh, girl, you better buy your own plane ticket. That I can't fault you on. But the kneeling shit, I do fault you on. Michael Will Hoyt, I would have kneeled with Kaepernick, but you're a fucking third string linebacker, bitch. What do you got to worry about? Who are you? No one even knows where you're at. Michael Will Hoyt, you should have kneeled with Cap. Maybe you would have gotten a Nike deal. But yeah. Fuck Kaepernick and fuck whatever fucking thing he's doing now. Hope he broke both knees and can't walk no more. See you kneel with no legs, bitch. That was mean. That was negative. But hey, this is a comedy podcast. I don't really mean any of this shit. I'm just, you know, venting. I'm just trying to say things that are outrageously crazy. So because I know certain people will get off on that. But then again, I kind of do feel that way. He is a cunt. I don't hope his legs fucking break and shit like that. I just, you know, tired of the hypocrisy of it all. I'm just tired of, you know, doing... The world goes round and round. You don't really make a difference, Cap. You think when every human's dead and there's no life on Earth, do you think people are going to remember your dumbass? No. You're on a scale of importance. You don't even register on fucking historically important events, you know? It's not like fucking Ottoman Empire, Holocaust, and then Kaepernick kneeling, you know? You're not even near the fucking crazy shit that's happened on Earth. And it's still gonna go around, you know? And it proves that, you know, I hate these motherfucking Niner fans who are fucking, they have a big Kaepernick dildo that they stick up their ass for 7 times. Ooh, Kaepernick, there's Kaepernick. If he was as good as you fucking say he is, he'd be on a team. But he's not on a team. The Jaguars don't even have a quarterback. But you don't see the Jaguars going out to get Kaepernick. You know why? You know why? Because he sucks. Because he can't throw the ball no more. Every time he throws the ball, it goes into the defender's hands. I know. Because I watched that bullshit. When he was wearing the red and gold, I watched it. I was pulling the hair out of my head. Because this motherfucker was playing so well. And then his performance went down the drain. But enough about Kaepernick and all this fucking bullshit social justice warrior. Enough. Now let's get back to something that gives me a little joy in life. UFC. I don't know what number it is. It's 235. Yeah, UFC 235. Something that gives me a little bit of joy. Something that gives me a little bit of hope in life is mixed martial arts. Because there's no bullshit. There's no... It's either you're the best or you're not. It's either you have heart or you don't. It's either you got the skill or you're lacking skill. There's nothing that can help you. There's no social justice warriors. There's no liberal agenda. There's no fucking democratic bullshit that can save you when you're in that octagon or in the cage or in the ring. All of that shit drowns out. And it's just you and your opponent. And the referee. And all the thousands of people screaming in the arena. And the millions at home watching. That's all that matters. And for me, that's all that matters in life. Is watching MMA. Because I could, I don't even listen to CNN because it's all bullshit. But I could watch CNN and get depressed and feel bad about my society or my culture, or I can watch MMA. Excuse me. I can watch MMA and get a full on just, it's just joy, because it's fucking human nature at its core. A fight with no rules, you know. There's rules. No gouging the eyes. No fucking dick shots. Well, I'm not sure about sticking fingers in buttholes, but I'm pretty sure that's illegal. No fucking eye pokes. You know. Just old-fashioned fisticuffs. You know, boxing used to be the old, you know, fisticuffs. You know what I mean? Where it was just two guys throwing hands. But between the beginning of boxing and boxing now, there's so much shit that just goes into it that's corrupted. Just two men throwing hands. No, it's no longer about that. Now it's about the flashiness, the fucking Lomachenkos, the fucking bullshit that goes with boxing. And it's really like a dead sport, really. The discipline itself is very helpful. Learning how to throw hands, learning how to get fluidity within your punches is very helpful in the whole scale of fighting. But just throwing hands by themselves is just, I don't know, it's not like it's kind of useless. Because when you're in a real fight, boxing will help. But when you're a purist, when you're a specialist at boxing and you're in a real fight, a legitimate fight where I could take you down, I could kick your leg, I could fucking elbow you in the eye, or not in the eye, but near the eye, all that fucking bobbing and weaving won't do you shit. You fucking duck a punch, guess what's right there? A knee to hit you right in your mouth as you're fucking ducking. So, specialist in boxing, I don't really like. But boxing itself, I can't watch boxing. Like, lower weight classes, I can't watch it. It's too fucking, it's not boring. It's just, it's not complicated either. It's just something about it where it's just like, throw a kick, throw a knee, throw an elbow, do something. Because just throwing hands is inefficient. You know what I mean? But I do have fun. Like I said, I hate watching it. I love doing it. Because when you're in there, and you got the gloves on, you got your mouthpiece, and you're fucking in that ring, and you're fucking dodging punches, and you're fucking throwing punches, is the closest thing I can compare it to is like heaven. Your fucking body's moving, your adrenaline's pumping. It's just everything you really want in life. It's just movement. You know? It gets me like one of the best highs in my life. Like, they talk about the running high. I get a fucking fighting high where, like, when I start sparring, like, the first 2 minutes of sparring is just sparring. But after those first 2 minutes, I fucking get into this fucking, like, Demetrius Johnson said, put him in the Matrix. I go into the fucking Matrix, and my body, like, I don't even think about throwing punches. It just comes naturally. It just fucking comes naturally. Like, I don't even think about going 1-1-2, you know what I mean? It just happens. I don't even think about fucking dodging punches. It just happens. It's natural for me. And then you add kicks, you add elbows, you add fucking knees. Oh my god, dude, it amplifies the high. When I just do strictly boxing, I get a fucking dope high. But when you add MMA, or just kickboxing, Muay Thai rules, different types of forms of kickboxing, you know. It's just, for me, it's heaven on earth. I can watch Muay Thai and kickboxing. That I actually enjoy. I can enjoy MMA. I can enjoy Muay Thai, kickboxing, you know, judo, wrestling, jiu-jitsu. Oof. Those are my shit. That's my shit. I can watch a little bit of boxing, heavyweight boxing. When one punch can fucking Deontay Wilder, my favorite boxer right now. I can watch any one of his fights because all it takes is one and you're asleep. You're fucking asleep. You're done. There's nothing really you could do. And that's, like, for me, the purest thing ever. Is when some dude, doesn't matter, you could fucking bob and weave all you want. You can fucking duck. You can run away from him for 11 rounds. He catches you once. It's over. That I enjoy. That's the purest form of boxing. Lomachenko, I can watch him too, but after a while, it's just like, okay, we get it. You can move. I want to see Lomachenko in MMA. See what happens. Let's see what happens when someone throws a leg kick. Let's see what happens when someone shoots in for a double leg. Let's see what happens when someone hits you with an elbow. See what happens when someone hits you with a teep to the gut. I want to see that. Let's see how quick you are. Let's see if you could fucking, you know, matrix somebody and fucking get out of the way before. He probably can. That's the thing about MMA. We see who the best is. In boxing, you don't really see who the best is. You see who the specialists are. The Mayweathers, you know, the fucking Lomachenkos. I'm fucking drawing blanks here, but fucking good fucking specialist boxers. They're good at what they do. But you put them in a real fight. You put them in there with someone who can box and kickbox and grapple. They're fucked. They are fucked. Because that person knows 10 times of what you know. And yeah, when you get someone in the boxing ring, the advantage goes to you because then you know 10 times more than what they know because they're boxing, kickboxing, and grappling. So they don't have all day to just be fucking boxing. So yeah, you're going to team up, you're going to box them up. But in MMA, you can't really box someone up unless you have real good, you know, distance. You know, Max Holloway teed up fucking Brian Ortega with his hands. But I wouldn't call that a boxing fight. I'd call that a fucking fight. That was a fight. And MMA is just the purest form of fighting. I love it. It's the purest form. And when I do it, I have fun. It's the funnest. If you're listening to this and you have a kid and you want to put them into a sport, fuck football, fuck basketball, fuck baseball. You put them into mixed martial arts. Wrestling. Jiu-jitsu. Fucking Muay Thai. Boxing. You put them in some martial arts, not only will they be able to protect themselves, but they'll learn more about themselves as a human being. I'm a fucking huge proponent of MMA. MMA brings me joy in a life where there's a lot of fucked up shit going on. A lot of fucked up shit going on. I could escape. MMA does what Marvel movies does for me as well. Like, certain people don't like reality. So they have escapism. And they go to Marvel movies and they can suspend their sense of disbelief or some shit like that. And they can enjoy a Marvel movie. And it makes them happy. They have a hero that they love and they could fucking bond over the hero. They cry when the hero loses someone close to them. It's a story. Escapism. Well, for me, I have different avenues of escapism. I watch Marvel movies. Boom. It gives me one element of escapism. Cinematography or whatever you call it. Fucking movies. Good. I like movies. Another avenue of escapism for me is mixed martial arts. And it's not because, because I like to watch grown men touch each other. It's because I enjoy doing it. I enjoy fucking punching people. I enjoy the activity of, you know, it's like going for a jog or going for a run. You get a runner's high. Well, I get a fucking fighter's high. I get that fucking high and I enjoy it and it's fucking awesome. And I spar with my little brother. Well, he's not that little, but he's still my little brother. I teach him shit and shit. I don't try to fucking rock him, you know. I just go a light spar, where it's more or less like kind of like point fighting. I'm not trying to hurt him. I'm just trying to, you know, show him, you know. And then he gets used to like having a body in front of him trying to hit him. So he gets used to that, and then he's landed on me. And he doesn't like try to knock me out, but then again, he's kind of like a baby cobra. Doesn't really know his power. So like he'll land a flush shot and it doesn't fucking affect me. Like I fucking smile at him and say, "Good job, kid. You know, you're fucking learning. You landed on me." Usually he never lands on me, and fucking the last few times we fucking sparred, he landed on me. I'm proud of him, dude. He's fucking learning. And that makes me happy, because if some kid tries him and, like, wants to bully him, I know that he could just fucking just drop that motherfucker with a fucking straight right. And that makes me proud. But I'm teaching my brother how to defend himself. And then he's into wrestling. He's in high school, so he's into mat wrestling. And he's a real good wrestler, but, you know, you're good, kid. You're good. But as long as I'm around, you'll always be second best. I've never done wrestling, you know. I've never, you know, competed in organized wrestling. I've never competed in organized jiu-jitsu tournaments. But for some reason, I'm very good at it. Like, I could fucking grapple. Like, of course, if you put me in there with someone who knows what they're doing, they can definitely out-grapple me. And they can definitely, like, Khabib me. But, like, I'm the type of person who will show up the next day to get Khabibed. And then show up the next day until I can defend myself. And then I can learn that. And then I know how to Khabib other motherfuckers. Because I went to a few, you know, wrestling classes. And I learned fucking leaps and bounds just from going for one day. So that's what I really hate about California. And especially where I live, Greenfield. There's no real, like, jiu-jitsu schools. There's one in Salinas, but fuck, where can I find it? Where you at? I want to join it. Where's this? I love 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu, Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. It's all great. I love fucking wrestling. I love fucking sparring. It's fucking awesome. UFC 235, John Jones versus Anthony Smith. Bones Jones versus Lionheart. That's a conflicting one because, you know, I never like to count on anybody. I know Anthony Smith is dangerous as fuck. I just think John Jones is so fucking good and so fucking lengthy. And his reach is just so hard to overcome. That I don't think he's going to get it done. I think he will be the one to dethrone John Jones. I just don't think it will happen now. I don't think it will happen today. So, I guess my pick for the main event of UFC 235 will be John Jones. I don't know. I guess TKO. TKO over Anthony Smith. I say third round. Yeah. TKO third round. John Jones defends his light heavyweight championship of the world. Now for the co-headliner, which I really call it the second main event. The first main event. Tyron Woodley T-Wood versus the Nigerian Nightmare, Kamaru Usman. That, I feel, is going to end quickly. Michael Bisping said, bet your house on it going to decision. I don't think it will. I think Tyron Woodley, I've seen footage. I've seen the footage. I think Woodley puts him to sleep in one. And this is nothing against Usman. I like Usman. He's very good. I just think Woodley is so explosive, so strong, and he has that stocky fucking wrestling build. Just one hook, one explosive hook, and you're fucking asleep. T-Wood for the win. First round knockout. Keep your head up, Usman, because you'll be back for the title. This ain't your one and only. You'll be back. You'll be champ. Just not today, man. Woodley's going to teach you some shit in there. And then hopefully you could put that into perspective. And then that will help you become a world champ. But Woodley, I don't fucking see him losing anytime soon. I'm glad GSP retired. Because I wouldn't want to see GSP unconscious on the floor. Woodley fucking, fucking yelling like the animal he is. Because honestly, if Woodley and GSP fight, I think Woodley sleeps him hardcore, like badly. Like, sleeps him badly. Like, one of those knockouts where you're like, ooh, I hope he's okay. Like, one of those knockouts. I think that's what happens if Woodley fights GSP. Because I honestly think Woodley, other than Askren, is, like, the GOAT of the welterweight division. And for a while, I really didn't like him. But he fucking grew on me. And I think he's the fucking motherfucker to beat in 170 and 185 whenever he makes that jump. So, if you're listening to this, and you weigh 170, 185, you better watch your fucking chin, because Woodley coming for it. Okay, what else What else is on? Oh, Ben Askren versus Robbie Lawler. I don't know. I don't know how. I do see Ben Askren single-legging Robbie Lawler, taking him down, having his way with him. I don't think it could.